Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Quana. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. You've already charged me on my account. They charged me $59. It was supposed to be minus $5 for shipping and delivery, and you took down $59.80-something.
May I have your zip call, please?
27344.
And the first and last name?
First name's Mark. Last name's Andrew.
And can you verify that shipping address?
Yes, ma'am. It's 5462 Piney Grove, Church Road, Dollar City, North Carolina, 27344.
One moment. Okay, I do see that you have the Bites Hub, which is a mobile app. It helps you focus on how to use real food to boost your energy. Looks like you try to get the Dyson vacuum cleaner. You were subscribed to that enrollment.
Okay, I did not want to do that. I do not want that. I took a survey, and then it said $5 shipping and handling. I do not want that at all.
Okay, if you would like to try that app out, I can get the charge down to $20 per month.
Excuse me?
If you would like to try that app out, I can get the charge down to $20 per month.
No, ma'am. No. I can't afford that. I'm sorry.
Okay, that account has been canceled.
Okay, and then you tell me can you send me an email with that?
Yes, ma'am. Is it mark.susan.masq@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it will take 3 to 5 business days for their refund to appear.
Okay, but I appreciate your help this morning. I am terribly sorry.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.